Welcome, iCulture Radio, to another edition of an extended interview. Tonight, we have the privilege of talking with the Jennifer Sutton, fashion designer, stylist, and show producer. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're so excited. You know, iCulture is really about the inspired culture that's gaining momentum inside of the urban inspirational entertainment industry. And we like to always try to give two perspectives of what's going on. Tonight, we're talking to you about the fashion side of this culture, both from a professional standpoint and a consumer standpoint. So tell us about the newest trends that you've been able to note regarding fashion or styling within the urban culture, urban inspiration.
Well, I feel like the urban culture has definitely have kind of went mainstream. When I say that, meaning they've taken some of the current trends and made it into their own personality. So, coming up with spring and summer, you're going to see stripes all over the place. Stripes, 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 stripes. Bold colors, you know, denim jackets, vests, denim shorts, denim jeans, leather. You know, leather came back really, you know, leather shorts, leather pants, leather jackets. So that's kind of like a big piece of where the season is going. And if it's in the urban community, it's kind of still those same trends, but they, you know, we tweak it to fit the personality. So
right.
That's kind of what I've been seeing.
Yes. And so now you're having people really kind of come away from everybody looking the same and being cookie cutter to, you know, your style really defining who you are as a person. Is that what
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just asking, is that what you're saying is kind of taking place in the culture?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thrive off of different things, you know, being different. And I would say the urban culture, yes, it's making everyone's doing a little bit of their own thing, but you know, some of it does have the influence of mainstream fashion, but for the most part, people are trying to be individuals, and I think that's really where they're thriving to, mostly a lot of the individuals in the urban community.
Awesome, right. I know I met you a few years ago through a fashion event that we did together called Rhymes and Runway, and you were very instrumental in supporting that endeavor and really kind of making this fashion thing big within Christian hip-hop. What are some other things that you've been involved with as far as fashion production on the inspirational side?
On the inspirational side, of course, I started in the church as far as putting on fashion shows. I started a fashion ministry with teens and young adults, basically imaged from the inside out based upon Christ and how he sees us. So I would do a lot of fashion shows with the teens, the teen ministry, and, you know, and that was, I did that for years. So the experience that I received from just doing, you know, real work in the industry, I brought it also into into the church as well. So a lot of church projects with fashion and image I've done over the years.
That is great. Now, I know you also did Art of Fashion Museum. Is that the correct term? Please forgive me.
Yes, it is. It's Art of Fashion Museum, where art and fashion collide.
Tell us about that. that's a neat concept that I don't think a lot of people know about. How does that work, and how did that come together for you all?
Okay, that's my baby. I'm so excited about the Artifacts Museum. The Artifacts Museum is a unique concept where I merge art and fashion. There are live exhibitions in a museum-style setting, so throughout the evening you'll be able to view a live exhibit, but it's in a museum-style setting where you merge fashion, art, props, and models to tell a story. So just like you would be at the museum and view a painting and create your own interpretation, you'll create your own interpretation with the Artifacts Museum, but it will be a live exhibition. Throughout the evening, I pull together international designers. The last event was a designer from Slovenia, a designer from New York. We used celebrity chef Jason Ellis from Hell's Kitchen and Jasmine Gonzalez from America's Next Top Model, and I had an array of awesome talent to pull this event together. And it will be traveling starting next year. It will be traveling from city to city. And throughout the evening, it's a reception, a fashion show, and then the exhibits. So it's a night full of art, fashion, and awesome individuals, great food, and it's just an amazing experience. I also do partner with a nonprofit organization. Make-A-Wish Foundation is our current nonprofit that we partner with. But it's just an amazing concept. It's really unique, and people who experience it will definitely be impressed.
Definitely. I know I had an opportunity to experience it, and it is one-of-a-kind experience, and I know not one person would attend and not be changed as a result of seeing how, you know, all of those things come into play, the fashion, the art, the models, the live interpretation. So I'm excited to hear that you're going on to do bigger and better things, and we definitely want to do all that we can to support that effort and endeavor. Talking about the development of fashion on the urban inspirational side, how do you see fashion being able to improve and impact the quality of life of everyday consumers?
Well, you know, fashion, it never goes out of style. Image is always going to be in business, and I believe for the ordinary consumer, I believe fashion does create a self-improvement. Once you take care of the inside and you're working on the outside of yourself, and fashion definitely plays a great part with building partnerships, relationships, self-esteem. It does create an extra edge for you. So for the natural consumer, fashion does play a part in your everyday life.
Absolutely, I would agree. Yes, ma'am. And so now on the professional side, because I know this is something that, you know, I myself being in the industry but not necessarily having to be out in the forefront, we have to prepare those who are artists, who are professionals with imaging and styling. Talk about the professional side of things and how artists really need to pay attention to their imaging as far as branding and, you know, having a good first impression. How important does fashion play a role on the professional side?
If you are in the forefront of any, if you're performing or if you're in the forefront of any individuals, that image is everything. The first thing people do is they see you. At that moment, what they see you, and unfortunately, it is what it is. But we, you know, people create a idea of who you are based upon how they see you. So, and then, of course, the second step is to get to know the person. But initially, we see first, then we hear.
Right,
so,
right.
If you're not put together well, it just kind of tells a little bit about who you are. And, of course, everyone is not, you know, where they need to be. Some may be in provision stages or whatnot. But you dress as best as you can to where you're going. So, you know, if you see yourself, you know, on a stage performing for 50,000 people, you need to put on your best, even if it's five people. So image is everything. It is a huge part of someone who is an artist or is in the forefront of people. It is a big piece. That's what really makes people pay attention to what you're doing. They want to hear what you're saying. If you're on point with, you know, your individual style, they want to hear you. It is an influence. You do have an influence once you're put together well.
Absolutely. So I know that you do a lot, Jennifer. I think your personal fashion house or design, I don't know what the term is. It's J. Sutton Couture. Is that correct? Or
it's J. Culture. But the big piece is J. Culture is kind of like the parent. It is another extended arm of the Art of Fashion Museum, which, you know, we partake into some clothing design. But all of that kind of works hand in hand in the whole pushing fashion forward, basically Atlanta, United States, and abroad. So
awesome. So I want the listeners to be able to find out more about you, what your social media links are, Twitter, Facebook, how they can find you online or connect with you if they want to work with you, find out where the next fashion event that you're doing. How can we find out more about you?
You can definitely go to the Art of Fashion Museum website. It's www.artoffashionmuseum.com, and that's A-R-T-E, fashionmuseum.com. There you'll be able to kind of view and get more in detail of what the Art of Fashion Museum is about. And then there is you can definitely email me, call the office, and, you know, you can be able to contact me that way. Also, I am on Facebook, and it's Art of Fashion Museum. /Art of Fashion Museum. So, yeah, you can definitely reach me that way as well.
Awesome. Well, we are grateful to have you with us tonight, Ms. Jennifer Sutton. And I'm expecting that we're going to see and hear greater things from you. We're definitely going to stay connected to see how we can present a lot more lifestyle experiences in the area of fashion for our listeners and our supporters. Thank you again, Jennifer Sutton.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.